You know, most people look through their wallets or their pocketbooks, and way down at the bottom, past the credit cards and baby pictures and so on, you usually find a little old piece of dog-eared poetry. I was cleaning up my wallet the other day, and I ran across a whole bunch of IOUs, some of them 35 years overdue. And you know the funny thing? All these IOUs are owed to one person, and I kind of felt like that maybe now would be a pretty good time for an accounting. Mom, I sure hope you're listening. Sweet lady, I owe you for so many things. A lot of services. Like night watchman, for instance. Lying awake nights, listening for coughs and cries and creaking floorboards. And me coming in too late. Boy, you had the eye of an eagle and the roar of a lion. But you always had a heart as big as a house. I owe you for services like short order cook, chef, baker. For making sirloin out of hamburger and turkey out of tuna fish. And big old strapping boys out of leftovers. I owe you for cleaning services. The daily scrubbing of face and ears, all work done by hand. And for the frequent dusting of a small boy's pants to try to make sure that he led a spotless life. And for washing and ironing that no laundry could ever do. For drying the tears of childhood and ironing out the problems of growing up. I owe you for services as a bodyguard, for protecting me from the terrors of thunderstorms and nightmares. And too many green apples. And Lord knows I owe you for medical attention, for nursing me through measles, mumps, bruises, bumps, splinters, and spring fever. Oh, let's not forget medical advice. Important things like, if you keep on scratching at it, it'll never get well, or if you cross your eyes, they're gonna stick like that. And probably the most important advice of them all. Boy, you be sure you got on clean underwear in case you're in an accident. And I owe you for veterinarian services, for feeding every lost dog that I dragged home at the end of the rope. And for healing the pains of puppy love. And I owe you for entertainment. Entertainment that kept the household going during some pretty rough times. And for wonderful productions at Christmas, 4th of July, birthdays. And for making make-believe come true. And you did it all on such a limited budget. I owe you for construction work, for building kites and confidence. Hopes and dreams, and somehow you made them all touch the sky. And for cementing together a family so it would stand the worst kinds of shocks and blows. And for laying down a good, strong foundation to build a life on. I owe you for carrying charges, for carrying me on your books, for the necessities of life that a growing boy somehow, they just gotta have. Things like a pair of high-top boots with a little pocket on the side for a jackknife. And one thing, Mom, I'll never forget. When there were two pieces of pie and three hungry people, you were always the one that decided, well, I'm not really that hungry anyhow. These are just a few of the things for which payment is long overdue. The person that I owe him to worked very, very cheap. She managed, by simply doing without a whole lot of things that she needed herself. My IOUs add up to more than I could ever hope to repay. But you know the nicest thing about it all, that I know that she had marked the entire bill paid in full for just one kiss and four little words. Mom, I love you.
Well, happy Mother's Day, all you wonderful mothers out there, or stepmothers. This is CA, your on-air personality, on the iHeartRadio Network on Mother's Day. That's right, on a Sunday, Mother's Day, May the 9th, 2021. Very special day for all the moms out there. I hope that all the sons and daughters and grandchildren and husbands and wives, especially the husbands, don't forget your wives, the mother of your children, and just let them know how special and how much we appreciate them. All right, so this is a special edition of some music, uplifting music, on Sunday Morning Praise on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Share this anytime. I wanted to kick it off with the Jimmy Dean signature song, I Owe You, and what a way to start off Sunday Morning Praise. Hope you're blessed this morning. I hope they're taking you out to IHOP or Denny's or whatever's left for, at some of these places. Or maybe getting ready to take you out to eat today. It's your day today, and it's a special day. And I want you to remember, you can also email me. If you have any questions, comments, suggestions, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Morningsbrew@gmail.com includes prayer request as well. Also, like us on our Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button, okay? All right, moms, just remember, you're good as gold. Good morning on a Sunday.
A million years. This is for all the girls, boys, and girls. Yeah.
Amen. Thank you, my dear friend, the late Carmen. Isn't he wonderful? Isn't he wonderful, ladies? Isn't he wonderful, gentlemen? Today's Mother's Day. Yes, indeed. And I'm not going to read the Bible devotion today. I'm going to read some scriptures about moms. And I'm going back to what I used to study. And some of the people that know me, when I had to use an old typewriter, some of y'all are probably laughing because we didn't have iPhones, Android phones. We didn't have computers back then. Apple wasn't even thought of. The Macintosh wasn't even thought of. Microsoft wasn't even thought of. So I'm going back in the days of my typewriting skills, going back to scripture on, and I utilize a lot of Proverbs 31, you know, Proverbs 31, or your Proverbs 31 woman, or lady, I should say. Proverbs chapter 31, verses 16 and 17 simply says, "She considers a field and buys it. With the fruit of her hands, she plants a vineyard. She dresses herself with strength and makes her arms strong." Ladies, you are strong. God has gave men gifts, but he gives women a lot of gifts. You women have been through it. Those of y'all that might have had children, you've been through the labor pains. You've gave birth to your children. Children, you should love and always respect your dads, but also love and respect your mother. Mothers are very important. If any of my kids out there are listening, and tell your mom how much you love her. I don't care if she's 90, praise God, and you're 60. Don't ever forget them. They're special. Also, there's praying moms out there. One of them's mine, and I know some other people that are praying moms. But ladies, we're going to sing praises to the Lord. Happy Mother's Day again to all the wonderful mothers out there. The late Rich Mullins, enjoy Sunday Morning Praise. Sunday morn praise, and that's right, we need to be singing our praises to the Lord each and every day. Have another one for you, ladies. Proverbs chapter 31 and verse 30. Charm is deceitful and beauty is in vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Again, Proverbs chapter 31 and verse 30. Amen, amen. And you know what? Matthew West reminds us, you are everything, God, to us. Amen. Somebody give me an amen. Amen. Again, Sunday morning praise on iHeartRadio. Great song by Matthew West. You know, we played his album. He had a new album out last year, and you had to go back to my podcast show. And we did a spotlight on Matthew West and a lot of his music. And I have another one now. I'm going to do one more scripture verse here for you, just because it's Mother's Day and all the wonderful moms out there. In the book of Psalms, yes, in the book of Psalms, chapter 46, verse 5, make note of it. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. Remember that, ladies. Should I repeat it again? Why not? Psalms chapter 46, verse 5. Scripture says, God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when the morning dawns. That's right. Some of y'all have probably lost your mothers. I know my grandmothers are both gone on my mom and dad's side, for instance. And I know other people that have lost their moms. And my heart really bleeds for you. I don't know what it's like. You know, my folks are still alive. Praise God. And but whatever you're going through, whether you lost your mother during Mother's Day and it's a hard time for you, God's got you. When you feel alone, God's got you. When you're down and out, God's got you. Sometimes he just sends the little reminders. Because remember, God works. He is a God of love. He is three in one. He is the Trinity. Anybody tell me what the Trinity is? Of course, I can't see it out here at Faith Studio 1 in Fort Worth, Texas. But I can tell you, he's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. If you lost a mom last year with COVID, my heart really bleeds for you. If you lost your mom this year, my heart really bleeds for you guys. It really does. Know that you're loved. Know that we're here to pray for you. I have a song dedicated when you're down and out, whether you lost mom or lost dad or lost a loved one, lost a sibling, heaven forbid, but that's part of life. We ain't guaranteed another day, but the day that we give us, that God gives us, is a gift from God. And I really do believe, and let me share this, ladies and gentlemen. I've studied this and I believe it, and I've taught on it. I do believe that God can peel back the veil from heaven, and our loved ones can see the good. Not the ugly, but the good. So just remember that. So when you're down and out, old 1990 song that I love, and I know you would love, Al Denson reminds us, hey, I know a love. You know a love. We all know a love, and that love is Jesus Christ. Sunday, Morn Praise.
Like nothing will ever change.
Sunday Morning Praise. I hope you guys got a lot out of it, and I hope you enjoyed some of our special music, Jimmy Dean's IOU, and just kind of rolling it down with some encouragement music today here at Faith Studio One in Fort Worth, Texas. Again, I want to thank all the wonderful mothers out there. You guys go through a lot, and a lot of people don't step back and realize how special moms are, but God gave them a special gift. You see, mothers, God gave you a special gift, and He's telling me to tell you this. When you're discouraged or when you're upset with your child, pray. Be a Psalms 31 woman. Pray. Let God guide and direct you. Be a praying mom. I've shared before on my podcast show how Genzel Franklin, he's a mega church preacher. He's really good. And he talked about how his mom's a praying mom. My mom's a praying mom. My grandma, who's up in Glory Land, was a praying mom. My other grandmother was a praying mom. Y'all may not have that, but now's the opportunity. Ladies and gentlemen, and boys and girls all across America, if you don't know Jesus Christ, let me tell you the way this old world's getting. I just want to pause for a minute because God's speaking to me about this. Now's the time to know Jesus. And you're like, well, CA, why are you saying this on Sunday Morning Praise? You normally do the prayer and then we're done. Well, God has touched my heart just now. And I sense that in the Spirit of the Lord that there's a mom out there that maybe doesn't know Jesus Christ. Now's the time to get it right. Now's the time to be a Psalms 31 woman and be an example that God wants you to be. And be the role model for your kids. You can change. How, CA? Simple as ABC. First, you want to admit. So let's do it together. This is for women, mothers, soon-to-be mothers, whoever wants to learn about Jesus. I'm going to help you. We're going to do what I call a three-way podcast altar call. I had a pastor friend tell me, I've never heard of that before. That's pretty cool. Well, it is, but it's something I developed, and I've had a lot of great feedback from a lot of people. So we're going to do right now, with no music, a three-way podcast altar call. Wherever you're at right now, hopefully if you're driving, you'll pull over on the road or catch the podcast later. We're going to talk to people that want to know about Jesus. He's knocking on your heart. You got a soul. Okay, let's do some soul searching. You got a soul inside of you. That soul has to make a decision between heaven or hell. Do you know that? If you don't know it, you know it now. Most of y'all should know it. So what's the solution? Well, you got to admit you're a sinner. First thing, with the humble heart. So we're going to pray this prayer. Close your eyes if you can. If you're driving, please pull over. And let's say a prayer. Repeat these words after me. Dear Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I ask that you forgive me of my sins. You cleanse me of my heart. Oh, Jesus, please forgive me of any of my wrongdoings. I want to change. Second, you want to believe. It's coming to, like coming to your Father, but you're coming to your main Father up in heaven. Your Creator. He created you. Pray this prayer along with me. Dear Jesus, along with admitting that I'm a sinner, I know, God, that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, and He died on the cross for my sins and everyone else's sins. He didn't have to, but He did because He loved me. And my sins were nailed to the cross. I believe Jesus died on the cross, and on the third day, He was resurrected, and He's alive and well, and He's sitting on the right-hand side of the throne next to you. And I accept Jesus into my heart from this day forward. I want Jesus to live in me. I open my heart to Him with a humble heart because I believe He died on the cross for my sins. I believe He gave me eternal life. Please come and live in me, for I accept you as my personal Savior. Thirdly, you want to commit. God, I know it's not easy being a Christian. I know CA has shared that and other people have. But I want to follow your will, your way. And I know I'm going to stumble, but I know you send good people my way. And I pray right now, dear Jesus, that you'll lead me the right way. I know you will. And and give me the helps I need to live a good Christian walk and be in a good church and get involved and find out what I can do from pastors at different churches that I would be at or whatever it may be. Or maybe he's called you to be in ministry. Maybe he's called you to go to seminary school or Bible college. Your will, your way. Use me, mold me, make me. For I ask this in your precious name. Amen. Well, congratulations, friends, mothers, dads, children. Right now up in heaven, our God is celebrating. The angels are celebrating too, because every time someone gets saved, Scripture reminds us the angels are celebrating. But you know what? Your Creator's celebrating. God's celebrating. So congratulations and welcome to the kingdom. Secondly, let's talk to the discouraged Christians out there. Maybe you're just going through a lot right now. Maybe moms, since it's Mother's Day, let's just talk about it. Just call it for what it is. Maybe your son hasn't picked up the call and called you in 30-something years. That's happened before. Had a listener send me an email. I won't mention a name and tell me, hey, my son hadn't got in touch with me for 30-something years. I get all kinds of different emails of listeners that send me stuff, and their stuff's private with me. I won't give the state or the name. I told her I wouldn't do that. But I think about that individual and an unspoken prayer request. There's a lot of hurting moms out there. Maybe their children has done them wrong. Maybe they're out of control. We live in a society, and I don't mean to be ugly about it, but we do, if you think about it. We live in a society where correction has changed toward our children. And I'm not trying to make it a political statement, but we got to find creative ways to get our, especially as younger parents, get their children under control, because they're going wild. They're going crazy on, some of them are good, most of them are good, but there's some that go wild and stuff. That's the way the devil works, the demon angels work. Remember, I've discussed that before. And we got to get a handle on our kids, because they're the next generation for some of us that are moving on up there in the years in our life. You know, don't you want to be that example? Even though you're feels like you're giving up, you know that God has you. So let's pray for you. Dear Jesus, come to the mothers that probably haven't talked to their kids. I know one in particular that sent me an email, 30-something years, pray for breakthrough. You can make anything happen. You can move mountains. Maybe there's mothers that are discouraged right now, that feel like giving up. But usually when they give up, that's even more when you work even harder and harder to get them the resolution. So I pray for resolutions in families with mothers that are going through times for their children. They just feel like throwing their hands up in the air. May you mold and nest and sew up these issues of these situations where mom can have a decent Mother's Day with her children. I know there's a lot of Psalms 31 women out there. Oh, Jesus, I pray you just wrap your arms around all these moms that are discouraged. Or maybe they lost their mothers. And the dads or boys and girls that lost mom and dad due to COVID, sadly, or other situations. We think of them. Whatever families are going through, may we just have a great revival. Pull people together. And just like the Oak Ridge Boys sung on that song on our closeout on Sunday Morning Praise, loving God and loving each other. We need you, God. We need you. And I cry out to you for all the families out there. Be with us, we pray. Keep us safe, for we love you in Christ's name. Amen. Now the prodigals. I don't always like to close out without talking to the prodigals out there. Maybe there is a prodigal out there that's listening and realizing that they're going in the wrong direction. You know, he's only going to knock so many times. What are you going to do? Answer? Not answer? Well, if you don't answer after so many times, he just backs off. But what if you're in a car and you have an accident and you're gone? Would you really know where you were going to go? You know, your good deeds ain't going to get you to heaven. Going to church is good too. That's not going to get you to heaven. Being kind to somebody, that's good too. That's not going to get you to heaven, prodigals. What's going to get you to heaven? Having Jesus Christ in your heart and in your life. I can't force you. I can't make you. But I can tell you, it's real. So I pray for you right now, and a body of believers are praying for you. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, our prodigals out there, even on Mother's Day, pray that they be touched, they be reached, they're drifted off. We pray that they get back together and find you. Oh, what a great gift that would be. Maybe a pastor friend, a neighbor, a mom, a dad, a brother or sister that knows Jesus can tell them. Or maybe you'd have an angel just come down in an earthly fashion and get their attention. Whatever it may be, you hold the keys, for we love you. We pray for our prodigals that they reach and know you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay. Again, I'm wishing all the moms out there a very happy Mother's Day. This is CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. We love you, moms. Have a wonderful Mother's Day with your family. I'm saddling up and I'm leaving Faith Studio 1 in Fort Worth, Texas, but you have a great day. Talk to you soon. Bye for now.